achilo ksiva bei. In the parasha of Gira Noshe, Torah says leisoichel, you can't eat from it. So everyone says Russian of achilo. Achilo always means the kazayis. That's only us if you eat the kazayis worth. For the mover abonim, hahi achilo. What does that mean to say? If the gid itself was a big gid and it had 4 or 5 zaysim worth of the vein, in such a case, the ochel chad kizayis, you only ate 1 kizayis of the gid, mechayiv and echlami, then you would get malchus for that. Rabbanim also agree that it says achil to tell us if you eat a kizayis worth, you get malchus. They only say chiddush if you have a small gid that the whole thing is less than a kizayis and you eat the whole thing, then you get malchus for that also. If it's a big gid and you eat a kazayish shaboy, they also agree you get malchus. You have Rabbi Yehuda. What does Yehuda say about this? May asher ala kaf hayerech nafka. That he learns out from the posik, may asher ala kaf. Rabbi Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, hu lo yitzruch lashminen, te may asher ala kaf hayerech nafka, to lo yibina nav diyochol ala kulirona fdita ho gironosha, te fiu lo yochol ala mash ala kaf chayiv, even if you don't eat what's on top of the kaf. But Obavach should hate Shamachila. So in this we know that you get Malkus if you only eat a kazayas worth of it. Now, Rabbanim, what do they do about this? Rabbanim say, no, this posik of Miasher ala kaf, we need for Shmuel's halacha. To Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Le'osru Torah Elo Shalakaf Ayerach. That posik did not come to teach me if you eat a kazayas of the Yechayiv, but it's come to teach me the whole Gira Nosho. That what's awesome with the rice is only the gid, the part of the vein that goes over the calf, the spoon there of the thigh. That's the only part that's awesome. That's the Rabbanan Shita. That's like Shmuel said before. But Rabbi Yehuda, he argues and holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hayerach Ksiv, the Kula Yerach, that the whole Yerach is awesome with the rice. The Rashi says, Blessed Lady Shmuel, Elakom Mokim Shioch Mimenu Kazayas Chayiv. Any Kazayas Shita of the whole Gira Nosha, Yechayifu. So, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Dashin says, Kaf HaYerach, Mashma, the whole Yerach. For Rabbonim, what do they do? Who the Poshet Yisura B'Kulu Yerach? They don't know that it's only tied to which vein is also. It's only the inside vein, the one that goes along the whole thigh. Lafuke Chitzan Deloi comes next to the outside vein that doesn't go along the whole thigh. That vein, B'Chlal, is not also. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk. Rashi Rabbonim, he HaYerach Lashminin also. It's only also the inside vein, the Posh Nisur B'Kul Yerach. And even on that vein, what's also of it? Only the Kaf HaYerach. But the outside vein, B'Chlal, is not also. It says, Le'olam though Shala Kaf, that what part of the inside vein is also? Only the vein that's on top of the spoon there of the thigh. For the more I, B'Hai Kaf, M'Bonu L'Muti Oif, I renewed the word Kaf, we had before to exclude a knife, that the Gid HaNosha of an oif is mutter, because an oif's thigh, there's no spoon, there's no round thing there, there's no kaf. The lemute oif, the less like kaf. So Mora says in Echnami, Trey kaf ksiva says the word kaf twice. So one is to teach us not a bird, by a bird there's no wish to Gid HaNosha. The other one is to teach us that this kaf hayerech, that what's osir is only the vein that's above, that's around the kaf, not the rest of the vein. Kids, so that Shmuel before said that the vein is only yosel, it goes around the calf itself. That's like a machlokes anoyim. That's all this machlokes reviews in the rabbanon. Mashto for a kol ponim with the rabbanon, though we hold that tzorach sheyitlas kuloi, mash you have to be chotet, you have to go in and take out the whole thing. Even though midiraisa it's only yosel shalach kaf bovad, vice versa with the rabbanon, though you have to go further and take out the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, now the famous Mishnah starts. These are halachas is about Tarubas now. Yeah, Mishnah says, Yerech shenizbashu bo gid hanosha. Person took the whole thigh of the animal, and he cooked it up. He took the whole thigh with the gid hanosha inside it, and he cooked it up. So the question is, the gid hanosha is also to eat. So l'chura, that gives tam into the rest of the meat. So the question is, the rest of the meat now also to eat or not? So it depends. Em yesh by benoy saint tam, if there's not 60 times the amount of the Gira Nosha there, so the Gira Nosha gives off taste into the rest of the meat, then Lachur is a Rezu Asura. The whole piece of thigh, all the meat, becomes Asa. Now, Kate said, Misharina Noisoi, how do we test, how do we tell, what kind of size is it, what kind of measurement is there, that we can tell that there is Tam in the rest of the meat, and what's the size? So it says kibosa belefes. The Kam holds you have to have the size of meat with the lefes. How much lefes would give taste into the meat? That's the way you tell it. If meat gives into a turnip, so Rashi says kibosa belefes means rein kilo yerech liftois. We have to look as if the yerech itself is like turnips. Fi hagid bosa, as if to get a mush is like meat. Vilu hoyenoisein tam bosa kishir hagid belefes. If this amount of meat, the size of a gid mush, would have given off taste into a turnip, with the size of the yerech, then is also. Rashi says the shiur and alok l'mashem misinai or gemir. This is that kabbalah the b'hochi mesherinim the yaf agav. The Yafar P Shilo Hoy Kuruv, Hoy Kafzit, Hoy Tsar Prophet, yes, even if it would have been a cabbage or something else, a different Shiram, that's the Kabbalah that they hold. You have to be Mishayer if the Issa would be like a piece of meat, and the Dabrahet would be like a piece of turnip. Would that amount of meat give taste into the turnip? That's the way you Mishayer. Yeah. We'll soon see it. Allah don't think we hold like this. We hold so it's totally in Shishim. Now, gid ha-nosher, the Gemara says, in his bashel imagidim. What's going to be if you cook the gid ha-nosher with other veins, shel heter, mutadika veins? It depends. Im ha-gidim, imagidim. So, bisman shemakirin, if you could tell which one of the gid ha-nosher means you'll throw it out, take it out and throw it away. So now it's only a question if the tam of the gid ha-nosher went into the other veins, then it's benoisim tam. Rashi says, "In yesh b'nosim tam b'cholelu." Again, according to the same shi as before. If there'll be, if you look, one is like bosa, one is like lefes, and it would have given off tam into it, then they all become osa. V'yim lav. There's an answer. B'nosim tam v'yim lav, and it doesn't give tam, then it'll be muta. But v'yim lav, let's say not makir, you don't know which one is the gira nosha, so you can't throw it out. Then kulun asurim, and everything becomes osa. Rashi says, "Lekam l'forish." The noy same time the min beminoi she not the miyachol avchinoi shiru b'shishim. We'll see what this means here. Chulad means here v'imlav kul nasur means that v'imlav means if you can't throw out to get a nasha, then everything becomes awesome. This is left to see in the Gemara why. Now what's going to be the haroitif? Let's even in a case we can't throw away the get a nasha, it stays there, so like it's not botless also, but only the pieces are also. What about the right of the juice that's there? That's for sure benoisim tam. That's what depends upon if it's benoisim tam or not. Because for sure the gid ha-nosher is not in the juice, it's not in the gravy. So that's only a tam that came out of the gid into it. So therefore, it's us. Therefore, it's all benoisim tam. Yeah. Now, v'chein, the same halakha applies also, chaticha shel nevela, a piece of meat of a nevela that got mixed up with other pieces of meat. V'chein chaticha shel dag tamei. Same thing, a piece of fish, a tray for a piece of fish. Shenizbashlim chatichos, they got mixed up with other pieces of meat, other pieces of fish. Bizman shemakirin, if you know claw, which piece was also, so you throw it out. Now it's only a question, does it give off taste into the other pieces? Then the nice tam. Then we'll mishayir, if it has enough to give off tam or not. V'yim lav, but in the case we don't recognize the piece of meat that was also, the piece of fish that was also, then kul nasuris. Then all the pieces remain also. And this, the Gemara asks the question, why? Even if you don't recognize the piece, but let's say it's bottle b'roiv, let's say chachmi bottle b'tray, which is a bottle b'roiv also. So we'll see in the Gemara why it's not bottle. If you don't recognize the piece, then we say all the pieces remain also. But again, v'haraitiv, let's say not eating the piece itself, you're only eating the juice, so the juice for sure is not the piece itself, is only tam that came out of the piece into the juice. Then for sure we say b'nei tam. It depends what other things, what other ingredients there is in this pot. So if you have 60 times more heter than you had issa, then it would be muta. If less than that, then it would be yasa. Yeah. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel Leishon, when we learn the din of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Techiyesh by b'nei tam, when it gives tam into the yerach, that kol yerach asura, the whole piece of meat is yasa. When is the Mishnah talking about? Elishin is bashel bo. Only if you cooked it in water. Rashi says, Sharoitiv mala hatam b'chalabosa. If you put the whole thigh in a big pot of water and cook it up, then we say the water takes the taste of the gid ha-nosher and throws it all around the whole meat. So therefore it gives time to the whole meat becomes asa. Avo nitlabo, let's say you don't cook it in water. You just roast it. You take the thigh the way it is with the gira musher inside it, and you only roast it. Rashi says, avo nitzla, imoi, if you roast it, then nitzmis pesechai. The gid just like shivers up, shrinks inside. Vienna v'fafeya, it doesn't go out, the yetzir bus doesn't go out into the meat. It just stays in its place. So then the lochri is kailuf v'yoichel. All you have to do is just cut out kailuf v'yoichel and nofket. Kailuf v'yoichel means keep dig into the meat and eat it. Ach megila gid, until you come to the gid. It's only the gid is also, but not the meat. Like we just said, because the tam of the gid does not flow out into the rest of the meat. It only stays there in its place. So Rashi says, kailuf v'yoichel means kolemar. Choytech elyon, cut off the top piece, v'yoichel eat, until you come to the gid. But the whole piece did not become also through tzli, through roasting. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. And this the Gemara says, ain't it not that way? I v'omer Rav Huna, a gid, if you have the gid anosha, shenitzma b'chelboi, if you roasted it with its own chelif, Rashi says, shlo noto chelif akloish, you didn't take out the fats on top of the kidneys. So you have the gidi, this is not the gid, I mean the kred. Rav Huna, gidi, if you have a whole kid, not the gid anosha, a piece of meat from the gidi, a kid, Shetzolah b'chelbi, you roasted the piece of meat with its fat attached to it. Also lechol, you're not allowed to eat from this piece of meat. I feel them rush out to eat from the, even from its ear. Rashi says, Shein shom chelib, no, there's no fat there in its ear. Alma, what do we see? Push the isru b'kulas. You see, even by roasting a piece of meat, also the roasting takes the fat and throws it all over the piece of meat. That whole piece of meat becomes also. So what do you say over here by the gid, that if you'd roast the gid anosha in the thigh, then the rest of the thigh would be mutter? I'll tell you, shani chelib, chelib is different. Fat, the mefafeya. By fat is a different swara. Fat is grease.